I want you to look at a scripture in 1 John 4:17. Think about it a moment. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. And we have to understand how to accomplish this scripture. Herein is love made, is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That latter part, I want you to see that latter part. How can that come to pass? Because as he is, now look what he says now. Now when we get to heaven, so are we in this world. So now our understanding of this verse have to come to the position, number one, I could be just like him. Number two, how he was. And number three, how he became as he was. Because they say I'll be like him. Now, tonight, we want to deal with how to wear and operate in the commander's anointing. Commanders. How to wear and operate in the commander's anointing. That's a powerful two words, the commander's anointing. You're designed by God to be a commander. Right? In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the chief apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, laid out his commander's anointing. It's sevenfold in Luke 4:18. It's sevenfold. But as he is, if we wear that self-same anointing, self-same Holy Spirit, we're charged by God to do the self-same thing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, Jesus talking, reading out the book of Isaiah, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now look in the 19th verse. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That is the commander's anointing. It's sevenfold. And that self-same anointing is on your life. Now, look in Acts 10:38. How God anointed. See that anointing? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and what? And went about what? And healing some that was sick? Oh, okay. Same anointing is upon you. Look in Luke chapter 24, verse 49. I want to build this platform. Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until what? Until you be endued with power from on high. And one more verse, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We're talking about how to wear and operate in the commander anointing. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive what?
Power.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost upon you? How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost within you? All right. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. The Lord said to tell you it's high time for you to know at all time how to function in the commander's anointing. Then Luke 4:18. Go back to Luke 4:18. He needs you out there, not up in here. He needs you out there in the workplaces, everywhere you go, operating in this anointing, setting the captive free. He said, if you take care of his business, guess what? He'll take care of yours. And that's what we've been missing at you. We haven't been taking care of his business like we should, see. He got his power going through us. And in this commander's anointing, I want you to know, he said to tell you, releasing power that cannot be denied. releasing power that cannot be denied. Here's the way to do it. That Luke 4:18, Jesus tells us about his ministry and why his ministry was successful. Making scriptures proclamation, declarations, decrees that are already yours. Yes, sir. I ain't saw nothing but praying right there. Yes, sir. I'm going to read that again, but I'm going to say something at the end. I want you to catch it. Holy Spirit, breathe on us tonight. Making scripture proclamation, declaration, decrees that are already yours, waiting for your activation at all times. Now, you are an power activator. You are anointed to activate power in every given, every given situation. As a child of God, you are anointed to activate power by your words, by your thinking, and by the steps you take. The same anointing that Jesus read to us about out the book of Isaiah about himself is upon you. Now listen to this. Being anointed means being mixed into God's power. What? Ability and strength. Being anointed means that God, through his Holy Spirit, mix you in his power, his strength, and his ability. Now, listen closely. I'll start giving you some things, scriptures and principles to work this thing. You're being mixed in the supernatural. Followed by miracles, signs, and wonders. You're designed to be taking charge of things for God in the earth realm. Yes, by receiving the thing that he has put in your charge. Wow. Okay. Turn to John Gospel, chapter 15, and open at the same time to 1 John, chapter 2. John Gospel and the Epistle of John. I'll make statements and we'll look at it. John 15, 7. You must stay full of the Word and full of the Holy Ghost. What I say? That's not automatic. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words, look at it, abide in you, you should ask or make demand. Whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Huh? Make demand. You have demanding power, commanding power on the inside of you. Then in 1 John 2:27, 1 John 2:27. We're talking about how to wear and operate in the commander's anointing. Say the commander's anointing. Is upon me and within me. You see, Satan wants you to believe all you have is an asking anointing. But there are things already put in place for you to command that are right for yours. And when you command it, you break his power. When you say with boldness, I'm healthy, and nothing you can do about it. Help got to come. But see, you want us to be praying about it all the time. Asking, can I have it? Lord, have mercy on me. Lord said, I already had mercy on you. I need you to activate. Everybody say activate. So you from this night forward, you are an activator. You're not just an asker. Come on, talk to me. You're not just an asker, but you're an activator. There are some things you don't support to ask for. It's an insult to God. He's already told you it's yours. Clamming and naming. He won't tell us not to do that. Clamming, I clam it and I name it. And it comes. It's mine. I ain't gonna waste no 3 and 4 hours praying about something already for me. You all are, listen, you're designed, you are a commander. You have a commander's anointing on you. You can remove burden and destroy yokes with the word that cometh out of your mouth. You got to say it. You're seeing some opposite of what you want to happen in your life. Find out in the scripture what God said about it and say what God said about it. And don't say it timidly. Say it boldly. Because it's yours. Now notice here in 1 John 2:27, it got abiding factors in there too. John said, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Huh? Huh? What the anointing does?
Abideth.
So it's with me all the time, right? It's abiding you. And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. You see that abiding factor going over and over again? Abide in who you are. Abide in that anointing. Notice in Matthew 3:11 now, here's going to kick it up a little bit. Submitting to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Some of y'all just submitted to the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. And fire. You see. I indeed baptize you with water to repentance. And some of us act like we're just baptized with water. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Say, I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Therefore, I'm bold to speak what God said about me. And I speak over other people's eyes. But you come to you with a problem, the Holy Ghost is going to rise up in you and put some words and just say it. It's over. What? Say, what I've been going through this 16 years, I say it's over. Because she's rolled up in you. You see, you've got that anointing on you, got that boldness on you. And what I want to train you to understand that you don't have to have a prayer meeting about everything. In order to operate in this type of commander's anointing, you got to stay dressed in the full armor of God continuously. And you know that over there in Ephesians 6:10. Find it, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Turn there and you'll see as they go down and tell you that you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spirits of wicked in high places. But they tell you what to do about it. For we're not wrestling not against flesh and blood. See, you can't go out there like a natural person. You can't go out there with religion. You got to go out there with a rhema. You got to go out there with revelation. You got to know that you designed to reign in life in Christ Jesus. What I said? I'm designed to reign in life in Christ Jesus. I'm not a regular person. I'm not just a church member. I belong to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in me. I have an assignment from God, not just to see that I get what I want. I got to get what other people want. I got to be out there ministering to people. I got to use this power, not just for my own glory. I got to use this power to magnify him. Now, you're learning a great lesson. Now, listen, you're learning a great lesson. Don't be in the family of God just for you. Everybody in the family of God has an assignment. God will send people to you, and you have to discern because some people come on their own. So you got to have the spirit of discernment for this assignment that God has given you tonight, because some people, Satan sent to you. But you'll be able to see clean through them, I promise you. even though they got a sob story. But you know, they are the reason they're in that condition. And you helping them, not going to help them at all. Most people, you're not supposed to give them something. You're supposed to give them instruction. So they won't get in that same predicament again. You just hand something out to them and God didn't tell you, give it to them. You just patting yourself on the back. You're really not doing what God told you to do. You just want them to look up to you. This is the reason you're in that condition. Oh, I ain't come here for that. Man, come here one time. He said, I said, all right, go out there with them boys. You can work. I'm going to pay you. Go. I don't want no job. I read his mail, you see. He's just trying to play a game. Now, notice this. Stay continually dressed in the full armor of God. You know, breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, helmet of salvation, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. See, all of these things are part of your anointing. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I remember meditating, and the Lord says, the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. That's what you need to have all the time. The shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. All right? Now, in ministering this to you, how to wear and operate in the commander's anointing, this is not just for you. The commander's anointing is for the assignment. And when you start taking care of the assignment, your life is going to start rising with it. See, because of immaturity at large, the body of Christ has not been in ministry. They won't be ministered to. So the average person coming to church, they don't come to learn how to minister. They come to be ministered to. And it's all about them. But the Lord wants you to know it's time for you to be about your Father's business. Yes. There are people you cross in your going that God wants you to minister to.
That's
right. So always stay dressed. Always recognize that I have a helmet of salvation on. Always recognize your weapons. I got the sword of the Spirit, word of God, an eternal sword when it come out my mouth and I activate it. Yeah. I activate that word. I mean, I ain't got to see nothing. I'm activating it. Yeah. It got to come to pass. See? Then, not only should you be dressed in the armor of God, but you have to have full confidence in your prayer life. Uh-huh. Now, that's 1 John 5:14. Let's look at that. Full confidence in your prayer life. If I pray for your baby, you got it.
Yeah.
You ought to be able to tell a person that. Yeah, you come to the right place. You got it now. Look at me. I say, you got it. You tell them. I got it. You got to be that bold. Dog it. You got to be that bold in your relationship with God and your fellowship with the Holy Spirit and your meditation of the word. When you speak to a person, they got to know they just spoke to God.
Yes.
Here's what the Spirit of God said to tell the body of Christ. Stop thinking so small about yourself and big about somebody else. I want to use you. Pat yourself on the chest. Pat yourself on the chest. Pat yourself on the chest. I'm looking at you, ma'am. Pat yourself on the chest. I'm looking at you, ma'am. Pat yourself on the chest. You ain't moved your hand yet, ma'am. Pat yourself on the chest. Ma'am, I'm looking at you. Ma'am, you got a white shirt on, a black jacket. I need you to pack, ma'am. I need you to pat yourself on the chest, ma'am. I need to see your hand. Come on now. You're in here. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Because God want to use everybody. He probably want to use her more than anybody else. He want to use you. See, some people think they can't be used, but God is calling you out tonight. He's bringing you to the most explosive life you could live by recognizing when you rise up tomorrow morning, you wearing the commander's anointing.
Yes,
you command Satan. You command situation. You command the system. You command everything that shut down the resurrect. Because you have that power. power and that glory and that spirit on the inside of you. You're not just a church member, you're a kingdom organizer. Your life never going to be excited as it should be unless you understand that. If you just go in and listen to somebody preach to you, your life never going to be excited. You got to know I'm connected. You got to know I'm directed. You got to know I'm protected.
Yes, sir.
I have an assignment from God. Every day of my life, I'm looking for what God wants me to do.
Yes, sir.
And I got the power to do it.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm wearing the commander's anointing. I'm wearing an anointing, the self-same anointing Jesus wore, and it couldn't stop Jesus. Nobody could stop him.
Yeah.
Death couldn't stop him. Lack couldn't stop him. Storm couldn't stop him. Contrary people couldn't stop him because he's wearing a certain anointing.
Yeah.
There are some contrary people supposed to be loose in your life so you can show them. You ain't got no power over me. And that don't mean arguing. It don't mean getting upset and getting angry and all that. It means just moving in the anointing.
Yes,
moving in the power.
Yes,
they pretty, when that wind starts blowing, they're going to know.
Yes, sir.
When they feel that heat, they're going to know.
Yes,
I'm not dealing with a regular woman. Yeah.
Yes,
this woman knows who she is in Christ.
Yes.
She said to know that. That's why he don't want us to walk in this commander's anointing as Jesus walked in Luke 4:18. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You can say the same thing. Say it. For he has anointed me. I'm anointed to handle this. In other words, I have supernatural power on my life all the time. Therefore, I cannot be stuck in no situation. I cannot be stopped by no wall.
Amen.
The same one who called the Jericho wall to fall, every wall come in my life, he'll cause it to fall. You can't block me. You can't stop me. But you have to know that individually. This has to be personal to you, that I have divine power on the inside of me and my faith can activate at any moment. First John 5:14. I remember when I got a hold of that verse many years ago. I said, wow. First John 5:14. Look at it, what this verse says. Look at this. Look at what it says. Confidence in your prayer life. When I pray, something going to happen. Every time I pray, something going to happen. And what going to happen is what I pray. This is the confidence. Look at that word confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. You see it? Now look at the next verse. And if we know that he hears, and I know that, how many of y'all know that? Whatsoever we ask or whatsoever we make a demand on has to function as we say. We know we have the petitions. Petitions, plural, that we desire of him. See, confident, having confidence. I tell you, confident to wear this armor, to wear this commander's anointing, you have to be submitted to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You heard that right. You have to be dressed fully in the armor of God continuously. You heard that right. You must stay full of the word and full of the Holy Ghost. You heard that right. Now you have confidence in your prayer life. You want to hear this one? I'm going to say it for you and I'm going to show it to you. Speaking, knowing that you always have divine backup. I'm going to make a statement that will bring you to maturity. It's nothing that God can do, I can't do. Oh, nothing that Jesus did I can't do. And I'm bragging on him. He put it in me. Now let me make this statement again. I want you to hear this statement because somebody's going to get their problem solved right now. Speaking, knowing you always have divine backup. What? Now let me show it to you. Mark 11:23. Very, very, I say to whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have, look what he says. He shall, he shall have what? Whatsoever he says. We can't go around quoting that. We got to go around doing that. You see what I'm saying? Know that if you're operating in faith, you have divine backup. When you speak, God promised to back you up. Just like Isaiah 55:11. Just like his word ain't gonna return void. When you operate in his boldness and his commander's anointing, your word cannot return your void. They will accomplish what you sent them out to do. And that's for you and who you have to minister to.
Yes, sir.
Your children's problems are for you to solve.
Amen.
You need to be able to minister to them without just fussing and cussing.
Yes, sir.
And singing Amazing Grace at the same time. No, you need to be able to minister to them. No, that's not right. You're going to need to, because in first and second grade, they're teaching transgender now. And, you don't know what you is. How you don't know? How you don't know what you is? Just go look in the bathroom, take your pants off. You know what you is. I mean, it's just, when I was a boy, that's crazy. When I was a boy, I slap you side the head. You talking about you like a girl. You a boy. You coming out, groom. You talking about you like a boy. We'll whoop your tail all night long. Don't come around us with that. But now it's just common, you know. We got to stop that. Speaking, knowing you have divine backup. Now, go to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to read a little bit here because I want, now listen to this statement closely. Calling into manifestation and demonstration. Calling things into manifestation and demonstration. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. I got to read a little bit because there's two kinds of wisdom. There's a worldly wisdom and there's a godly wisdom. In this commander's anointing is a godly wisdom. It's godly power. How be we speak wisdom among them that are matured. Not no just church goer, but somebody have grown up. Yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the prince of the world that come to naught. See, all that going to come to naught. Go to the next verse now. Watch what happened. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
Yeah.
Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Go to the next verse. Keep looking. Which none of the princes of the world knew. See, they don't know who you are. You got to know who you are. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they knew who you were, they wouldn't be putting their hand on you. But the sad thing is, a lot of us don't know who we are. And we get in an argument with them. No, just speak it. Go in your closet. Say, I stop this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They ain't going to be putting this mess on me on this job every week. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this and I shut it down right now. Go back to work. Watch what happens. Somebody going to get fired. They're putting their hand on a child of God. Touching out my anointing. That ain't talking about no preacher. You don't want to touch a real Christian.
That's right.
You in trouble, baby. You in trouble. See? Know who you are. Where is anointing? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captive. Recovering of sight to the blind. Set at liberty them that are bruised.
Yes, sir.
They need us now.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else out the closet. It's time for the church to come out the closet. We got to be bold on the street. Silver and gold have our number. Such as I have are given. Rise up in the name of Jesus and walk. Yeah. 15,000 souls. 15,000 people not going to hell because the church came from behind the wall talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the problems with your anointing, you're too concerned about your success. Make him successful and watch what happens. Make the kingdom successful. Start doing his business. Stop never letting him be off your mind and watch what happens. You find out you ain't got nothing to take care of. Your business all take care of. Well, you can't take God from one business appointment for you to another business appointment for you to another business appointment for you. God said, when are you going to take care of my business? I'm telling you how to wear it. Now, y'all looking kind of sad, but I'm telling you how to wear it. He's never off my mind. Morning, noon, and night. I don't care what I'm doing. I could be shooting basketball with my grandchild. He's on my mind. What you want me to do, Lord? See, when you get like that, then you can have anything you want. Because if you get it other way, it's going to have you. Pride going to come. Now I'm going to hit you now. There's people online. Some of y'all not where you want to be. It's because you're not ready for it yet. But we're getting you ready. See, let the Holy Spirit recall some of these things. It don't have to be sermonized. You're not going to recognize everything I'm saying tonight because I'm not in the emotion zone. Now, I get in the emotion zone, boy, you think you're in church. Oh, man, that man preaching. But what I'm here for tonight is to change your life. You should have joy in your life. You should have happiness. You should have peace no matter what's going on. You got to get rid of worry, fear, and anger. And you got to replace them with faith, hope, and love. Write that down. Get rid of it. Don't let people make you angry, getting angry all the time, worrying about things, and in fear. No, walk in faith, hope, and love. And you'll stay anointed. Satan's been setting you up, letting people cross your path, make you angry, upset. I can't stand them. What good that doing? She can't stand you, new. Go back to 1 Corinthians. Let me try to finish this calling things into manifestation and demonstration. You heard that? Yes. Calling things into manifestation and demonstration. That's what that anointing puts you in a position to do. Calling things supernaturally into manifestation and demonstration. Matter of fact, I want you to try tomorrow. Yes, sir. Just pick out the most grafted situation you're dealing with and call it into manifestation like you see it in the Word and demonstration and watch what happens. You powerful, man. You're not just a church goer. We're not just picking up Pokemon. The Spirit of the Lord is in our midst. We're growing. We're developing. We're seeing what God wants us to be. See, you got to see what God wants you to be before you can have what God wants you to have. Because if you're not being, the heaven going to destroy you. You understand what I'm saying? You got to do what God wants you to do before you can have what God wants you to have. Because if you have it first, you're not going to do it. Go back to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 2, SCR 6, about the ninth verse. Give me the ninth verse. But as written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered the heart of man the thing which God had prepared for them to love him. Now, in the verse, the 10th verse, drop us into another zone. Go to the 10th verse. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. You see, the commandless anointing life is a life of revelation. It's a life of Rhema. Rhema is a word God has spoken to you. It's a live word. And when you speak it out, it'd be alive. But if you take it in, don't meditate it, and you're just quoting scriptures and reading scriptures, they're not alive. But listen to what I'm hearing now. The scriptures to you can't become alive unless your spirit in them. This book can't become alive unto you unless your spirit in it. See, look at John 6:63. I could help you with that. See, John 6:63. No more digging in the dirt of life. You're entering into the dominion zone. Listen very carefully. Praying over this message, as you told me this. I will shut down all interferences in your life now if you let me. And it does not mean that things not going to come, but you're going to be so powerful when they come, they're going to be as if they're not. Because you're going to be functioning in your authority. The more come, the more powerful you become. Satan find out he can't make you weak no more, he's helping you. Because you begin to realize how powerful you really are because of divine nature on the inside of you and precious faith is on the inside of you and precious promise live on the inside of you. Precious grace is on the inside of you. Precious mercy is on the inside of you. What? Precious forgiveness is on the inside of you. Precious repentance is on the inside of you. All of these things are precious. The precious blood of Jesus is on the inside of you. The precious name is on the inside of you. The precious kingdom of God is on the inside of you. You're not just a church member.
Amen. Amen.
You're designed to have power to the glory of God. Now listen to this. Apostolic and prophetic pattern function in the command and anointing of proclamation, declaration, and decreeing. Look at Luke 4:36. Got two or three more, and I'm going to close. Hallelujah. You got to want this. I can get you jumping in the next 5 seconds if I wanted to. And you really think I'm preaching. And you go call your neighbor. He preached tonight. And they were all made and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word is this, for with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirit and they come out. Why? Why were they able to do that? Take me to the scripture. Why was they able to do that? Luke 4:18. Acts 10:38. Huh? That's why he was able to do it. That's why you were able to do it. Oh, Jesus. Psalm 92:10 through 15. Write that down. And the two words I want. Fresh anointing. Every day, thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing. Thank you for a fresh partnership with the Holy Spirit. I'm yielding to the anointing. Look at Psalm 92:10. Fresh anointing. Not no stale anointing, fresh. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Yes, you remember we talked about Sunday, anointing my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Huh? Yes, and you read down to the 15th verse, I'm not. Wearing the commander's anointing in the wilderness of these times. In the wilderness. See, Jesus was in the wilderness and Jesus shifted on Satan. Jesus told Satan at the first round in Luke 4, it is written. And then Satan had the audacity to give a temptation on the word, it is written. So the next round, Jesus went higher. Did y'all know that? How many of y'all know he did? How did he go high? He said, it is saved. Now, when you can say it is saved to me, Satan know he in trouble. If you only ingest the it is written zone and you don't have a ram of word to turn the thing around, because it's not the soul of the spirit until there's a ram of word. What is a ram of word? Is I've sat and meditated. And not the preacher, but the Lord have spoken to me. And so now, I'm not repeating. I'm declaring. I'm not just saying it is written. I'm saying it. It's alive in me. It's alive in my mind. It's alive in my mouth. It's alive in my heart. It's alive in my imagination. It's alive in my faith. Yeah. I'm calling it. I'm telling it what's going to happen. Yeah. I'm talking to this fig tree. Yeah. Jesus ain't talking to it. I'm talking to it. Yeah. I'm talking to this mountain. Yeah. See, that's what that anointing puts you in a position to do. That little Mickey Mouse family problem you're dealing with, and you let that thing roll your back for years, it get off it tonight. Rest yourself, child. Enjoy your life. Sit down and laugh. Force yourself to laugh. Just laugh. They all gonna say you're going crazy. Just laugh. They come in the room with all that mess, just to ha ha ha. So what's the matter with you? You know that we got this problem now. I don't have no problem. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Those things gonna be there, but how you think? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Take out your best humming sermon and see how much you can go with this. You felt real good. You dance, you slide, you jump, you flip. But did you change? We're preaching for change up here tonight. You follow what I'm saying? See, now, here's what's going on. See, I'm putting it out. You taking it in. But you can't take it all in. But thank God they got somebody who recall things when we need them. See, so that's why I'm not overly concerned about your reaction. Because you hearing it. And when you need it,
come on.
You're going to hear Jesus' voice. You're going to hear apostle voice.
Yes.
Yeah. You say, oh, this is what it was for.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing up to this thing.
Yes.
Yes. See? That's why you got the Holy Spirit to recall things.
Yes.
That's why you can't Anything not happening yet ain't going to happen. It's future steps you're going to make. Future situations you're going to be dealing with. And these words are going to come alive in you. I got confidence in my prayer. See, I can speak to this mountain. Jesus is not the only one who can talk to this mountain. I can talk to it myself. He want me to talk to it. Jesus said, I ain't talking to it for you. You can always send me somewhere. I ain't no mailman. You do it. Oh, John, send me somewhere. Lord, go take care of it. Lord, I ain't going all them places. I've been there already. You go. Woo! Either laugh or cry. Destroying burden, removing yoke. Come on, I got to close. Isaiah 10:27. The sevenfold abiding anointing releases your commander's anointing. You got, you got John 15:1. It's talking about abiding. You got 1 Corinthians 13:13. It's talking about abiding. You got 1 John 2:27 talking about, there you go, seven aspect of abiding in those three verses. I think it's John 15:7. If you abide in me, John 15:7. 1 Corinthians 13:13 and 1 John 2:27. I'm going to give you two more things. I'm not sure where you at. Two more things to whoever coming. One of my sons coming. Here's another secret of the commander's anointing. Ever learning, constantly coming to the knowledge of the truth. I know what you thought I was going to say. Ever learning, never coming. No, we change. The Lord told me to tell you like this. Turn to 2 Timothy 3:7, one quickly. 2 Timothy 3:7. I think that's the right verse. Put it up there, but now we'll get another one. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's over in your life. Because I'm pronouncing this on you. Here is another secret of the commander's anointing, ever learning, constantly coming to the knowledge of the truth. Look at 2 Timothy 2:15. Then I'm going to close right here with some powerful words. You know, as another scripture says, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Look it up yourself. Having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Y'all got all the way to look that stuff up. Y'all can look it up. We got to come away from that. But look, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And when you rightly divide the word of truth, you're going to operate in power. Yes, sir. Now, these words I want to close with. Revelation is all Holy Spirit words. Rhema, that means a live word. Okay. All these words, all these things come out in this type of anointing. Rim. You must know how to move in another rim. There's a rim you must be in that is above Satan. In Luke 10:19, he said, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, the power of the enemy, do you no harm." There's a rim. See, this command of the anointing going to take you into revelation, to rhema, and to a rim above Satan. Yes, sir. It is a blood-drawing anointing. Redemption. You make withdrawal from the blood. It also is a resurrection anointing. Nothing can hold you down. You will rise up in that anointing. It's a resurrected anointing, a resurrection anointing. It's an anointing that carries the badge of righteousness. I mean, right standing with God. And then the last word I want to give you, His anointing had always put me in a reigning position. Now, I heard another word. Come on, where's more on that? I heard another word. Ruling. A ruling position. From now on, everything that messed with you, you are anointed. The impartation that came out of this pulpit tonight, that you rule every situation. Nothing will rule you. And then he says, nothing will ruin your day again. And, quiet, Lord, your regular days are over.